This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, last name Clark, C-L-A-R-K, date of birth 9-1-1950. Date of evaluation is 2-4-2022, HPA history, page complaints, psychiatric follow-up, management of schizoaffective disorder, depression, and assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. I reviewed patient's chart and discussed her condition with nursing staff. I had last seen this patient on November 24, 2021. The patient was calm and sitting in her room. She appears to be a little bit down, but did not verbalize any specific reasons why she feels down. Period. She reports that she does keep in touch with her daughter regularly, but apparently has not been able to visit her because of COVID restrictions. Period. I asked patient about her current psychotropic medications, which she has been taking for a long time, but generally good response. She has a past history of failed response from Latuda. Period. Patient felt that we can cut back on some of her medications. And stated that sometimes she feels like she's taking, quote, too many medications, unquote. No evidence of excessive sedation, lethargy. Period. She has a long history of tremors of upper extremities and possible mild TD from long-standing use of psychotropic medications. Period. Her sleep and appetite is good. Period. Isolation due to COVID restrictions have also contributed to patient feeling somewhat down. Review of system, no change in body system except as reported above. Please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits, current medications forward from last visit on November 24, 2021. Next program, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor calm, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait not tested, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, place, memory, recent, mildly impaired, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, limited assessment of plan, paranoid schizophrenia, F20.0, plans continue, Latuda as prescribed, GDR consideration done but not recommended considering long-standing history of mental illness, risk of relapse and decompensation, number 2 major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1, plans continue, Lexapro as prescribed. I will decrease trazodone from 100 mg HS to 50 mg HS in an attempt to minimize use of psychotropic medications. Number 3, schizoaffective disorder, unspecified F25.9. Plans continued Depakote as prescribed. Monitor Depakote levels periodically. Disposition, notify any changes in sleep. Notify our service for any changes in patient's sleep upon decrease in trazodone. Period. Activity staff should try to engage patient in some kind of activities to decrease risk of isolation. period will follow with you as needed basis. Procedure code under disposition, AIMS testing done. Procedure code 99309. Under supplemental administrative drug, common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI, and Depakote. Risk-benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above. Study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.